Welcome back, everyone, to This Week in the Mohawk Valley. Joining us is our next guest. He is a retired major of the New York State Police. He is a retired director of campus safety at Hamilton College, and he is a very good friend to this community. Please welcome Frank Kootz. Frank, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Ray, and thank you for having me. I think this is my second time on your show. Hopefully, listenership has increased over the years. So thank you again for having me.
Well, it continues to increase. You notice in the titles that I introduced you, I didn't say that you were a diehard Red Sox fan. I left that out.
Well, yeah, but I think that kind of goes without saying because we see what condition the Yankees are in.
We got to get that right out of the way, right? Right out of the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Yankees and Mets fans in the Mohawk Valley are not having a very good summer. We'll see what September brings, but certainly it's hard to believe that, you know, here we are, midway through August, and September will be here very soon. So we are enjoying it while we can.
Yes.
So I appreciate you being on this morning. You know, with September comes September 11th. This is the 24th year of the anniversary of that horrific morning that changed the world. And for 24 years, most of those 24 years, you and I have had the opportunity to work together to put a breakfast program together. And we have done that again this year. Why don't you give the folks some details about what we can expect for this year's event?
As you said, this will be the 24th year that we've recognized that day back in September of 2001. And we as a community have always felt it was important to not forget that day. And like anything, as you draw further away from the actual event, it's not that interest wanes, but other people that are growing up that weren't maybe adults or they weren't alive during that time in our country's history, they don't realize the impact that it placed upon us, but also how important it is to our society overall. And, you know, looking at the Genesis group, what they've done in order to keep that memory alive is we've established, initially it was the prayer of breakfast, now it's a day of remembrance.
Right.
And I think it's so important that we've transitioned into the day of remembrance because of what it means to our community, what it means to be an American, what it means to live in the United States. And we haven't forgotten that. And we've had just such a great different group and a diverse number of guest speakers that have presented on that day. But I think most importantly is that we recognize the sacrifice, we recognize the service, and we recognize the importance of this day upon all of us.
Right. Very well said, Frank. You know, you had a career in law enforcement. You've seen a lot in your career, but certainly nothing like that day of September 11th when it not only changed the world. It really did. It changed so many things, but it certainly had such an impact on our society as Americans. So it's a privilege to work with you to bring this event in to our community. And, you know, I want people to know, this event is not just for those in law enforcement or firefighters of the military or any first responders. It's for everyone. It's for everyone in this entire region. It is a breakfast to start the day off. And, you know, Frank, to our credit, you know, we have become, you know, everybody, you know, will come to start their day with us because they know how important this event is. But we certainly want everyone to feel welcomed. Those that are listening today and people of the community, they can start their day off too by joining us on that morning.
And I think, you know, what you stated is illustrated by the fact that we have a number of young people that attend this event. They're allowed to either start school a little bit later, but they're coming from our public schools, from our parochial schools, and they're joining us in the morning so they can see exactly what we are talking about when it comes to service and sacrifice. But it's also, it's members of our community that simply want to be involved, that want to show their support by being there, listening to the accounts of what happened on September 11th. And it just shows all of us, especially those that are able to attend these types of events, how important it is to everybody in our community.
Yeah, I would agree. So this year's event is going to be on Thursday, September 11th, 7:30 a.m. at Hartzell Inn in Whitesboro. The cost for the breakfast and the program is $25 a person. We just, you know, have the cost. It covers the cost. We don't make money off of this event. We cover our costs, and people want to come. It's a great breakfast. We encourage you to register online at thegenesisgroup.org, www.thegenesisgroup.org. And again, I can't reiterate that this invitation is for anyone in the community. Start your day with us. Show your support towards our first responders. Their job has gotten so much tougher, especially in your career, Frank. Talk about how the job of a first responder has changed over the years.
You think about when I was in law enforcement, when I started so many years ago, you know, I'm old enough to be a trooper's grandfather now. I've been around that long. But I think it really was always public service. But it was public service just in your community, or it was public service just during your 8-hour tour. Now, Rob Machel, who was our speaker last year, he really showed everyone that public service is almost a calling, and that if you don't have that type of commitment to serving the public, then maybe it's not the job for you. But it's not just law enforcement either. You stated that just a few moments ago. It's our school teachers. It is our EMS workers. It's our paramedics, the firefighters, of course. It's clergy. It's, we had Andrew Card, a former chief of staff for President Bush, mm-hmm. you know, somebody that was in public service in that venue. It just, our program transcends everything when it comes to public service. And as you stated, everyone in our community is able to join us on that morning. They're able to come. They're able to be around the Rob Machels, the chief of the Utica Fire Department. Sam Wenger from Central Oneida County Volunteer Ambulance Corps. People like that are in charge of our different groups, they're able to actually see them, sit with them, have breakfast with them, and listen to what they have to do when it comes to serving our public.
Right. So multi-purpose for people to want to come and be a part of this event. Again, it's September 11th. It's a Thursday morning. We start at 7:30. The program is done by 8:45. But you be a part of a wonderful ceremony that recognizes what that day was all about. We always remember the anniversary of the September 11th of 2001. But we also, show our appreciation to our first responders. And, you know, each year we have had a speaker come in and offer their words of wisdom and their point of view about how this day impacted them. And you mentioned Rob Machel and Andy Card. We've been very fortunate over the past 20 years to have some really, really great speakers share their experiences with us.
We really have. You know, you think somebody from the Voice of America. We've also had Father Joe Salerno from our clergy. We've had the commissioner of the Ontario Provincial Police. It's just been, we've been just so fortunate. Russ Brooks from the Utica Fire Department, before he passed away, obviously, but, you know, he was such a huge supporter of this event. Yeah. We've had so many people that public service has been their life. It's been important to them. And we're able to come together on September 11th of this year with a really, I think it's going to be a dynamic speaker. He's got some big shoes to fill because Rob Machel filled that place last year. I trust that our guest speaker this year, I know you're going to announce him momentarily,
yep.
But our guest speaker this year, he's really going to bring in a lot of different people, a lot of different interests. We're going to hear what he has to say and how he can offer his time in public service.
Yes, and I think this is a good time to say that our theme for this year is, quote, the spirit of America, end quote. And the spirit more on the focus of our patriotism, what's happening in our country and what's happening in our world. We're going to talk about the spirit of the United States of America. And we actually have a retired Army general, Peter Lennon. He is a retired Army general. He is going to offer opening remarks from a military's perspective. He'll be speaking for a few minutes in the beginning of the program. And then our keynote speaker is the Bishop of the Diocese of Syracuse, Bishop Douglas Lucia, and he'll be talking about his thoughts on the spirit of America. So really, two great speakers to offer their perspectives, one from a military point of view to offer opening remarks, and then the keynote address by the Bishop of this of the Diocese of Syracuse. You said it. I think we're going to have really great turnout this year for some really exciting speakers here.
I just want to emphasize the fact that someone of his position within the Catholic Church is coming to spend time with us in the morning. We have a retired military leader that's spending a little bit more time with us. I just think we have such a great opportunity to share our message, to show people what public service is about, and to get them to be part of their community in a different perspective.
Yeah, it's a big benefit for us in the community to have these two special speakers share their time with us. So we encourage everyone, www.thegenesisgroup.org, September 11th at 7:30 at Hearts Hill. It's $25. Everyone is welcome to join us for this very special breakfast. Anything else you'd like to share, Frank?
Ray, thank you for doing this. I know that every time we can get a chance to get the word out about our event is just great, but I just want to tell the listening public about all the great work that the Genesis Group does. This is just one small thing that they do. It's multiple faceted throughout the calendar year, and I just want to thank you, Ray, for putting this together for us.
Yeah, it's an event we look forward to doing because we believe it's important. And as you and I know, it's not easy to select a speaker. And we certainly are going to have our work cut out for the 25th anniversary next year. So,
yes. And the 25th anniversary also corresponds with the 250th anniversary of our country.
That's right. So we'll have a good opportunity to align ourselves with that. So we'll have to get to work right after this year's event on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Frank, thank you again for joining us this morning. Appreciate your partnership and your continued support and all that we do. And again, on behalf of Frank and I as the co-chairs of this event, we welcome and we encourage everyone to join us on September 11th. Thank you, Frank. We really appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you for letting me be part of this.
You got it. Enjoy your day, Frank. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.